Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have three guests with us. Heather McKay, who is the Atlantic High School Middle School principal, Sarah Elm, who is a school counselor, and Alyssa Dobenspeck. And I'm going to say that again for me.
Dobenspeck.
See, I knew I'd just go right over that. Really interesting name, Alyssa. So we're going to start with Alyssa, actually, and she's going to tell us about a mental health program that's coming up really soon. And so give us the basics. When, where, those kinds of things.
Yeah, so we got our Cass County Youth Mental Health Night coming up. It's on March 18th, and it's going to be from 5 to 7:45 at Atlantic High School. We got short speakers talking about human connection, anxiety, healthy relationships, mental health awareness, and we have some door prizes, free food, free childcare.
And who's invited?
We have our students from our middle school and high school and their parents, and then just parents within the community that just whoever wants to be more aware.
Okay, so I can come too?
Yes, of course.
Okay. So really anybody who's interested in this issue is welcome to come. Now, Alyssa, I see it's 5 to 7:45. That's sort of over my eating time. Mm-hmm. But you said free food. What time should we come for that?
Yeah, so that's going to be from 6:30 to 7:30 during a main speaker. And before that, we're going to have some booths that we're going to have resources and some short speakers before that.
Okay, very good. Well, I think this idea has been a while in coming. And so, Heather, let's find out some background about this.
You betcha. Thanks for having us, LaVon. The reason this idea came to be, I think the biggest change that we've had in education has been the mental health needs of our students and our families and their support systems. And as an educator, when we go to college and learn how to become a better teacher or a better principal or a better counselor, mental health is not always something that we are given a lot of strategies, at least not when I went to school, for sure. So we really want to make sure that we are meeting the needs and giving people accurate information and valuable resources. Over my 10 years as the principal, I have learned so much about what we have available in our county and in our state. And so whatever we can do to help our kids be the most successful and the healthiest that they can be is where we're moving towards.
So used to be when we said mental health, people automatically, I think, kind of turned off or were embarrassed to even say, well, maybe I need some mental health problems. I think that's changing some, and I hope so.
We hope so, too, and that's part of the reason why we want to also have this event, because, you know, when somebody has the flu, they go to the doctor, or they go get help, or they go get medicine. You know, mental health needs affect your physical needs, and so it's all part of the amazing composition of the human body, and the brain is the most complex organ that we have, and so we are still learning. We've learned so much, you know, even from 10 years ago, and so it's important that we stay abreast of what is happening, and we make sure we are connecting people to the right organizations and resources so they can be the healthiest and thrive.
Okay, so really basic to how we live, what we do, and that sort of thing. So, Sarah, also a school counselor, tell us a little more about some of these ideas that especially we'll be hearing about here.
Sure, yeah. So back last fall is when Heather and I went to a meeting for a grant that we received, and that's really where this all came about. We wanted to find a way to target our whole community, not just the students Alyssa and I see in and out of our office. So we're going to be having a bunch of different resource booths all across from Cass County. So we have NAMI, Eating Disorder Coalition of Iowa, Please Pass the Love, Iowa Safe Schools, the list goes on. And we're really, really thankful for that. We really want people in our community to know that they're not alone, and if they need help with an issue, there is help out there. We're going to be welcoming Joe Beckman, who is a speaker that we featured in some of our seminars here at the high school. He's going to be talking, he's our keynote speaker over the dinner hour. He's going to be talking about just mental health and all the things that that entails, as well as resiliency and how to push through those problems. So we're really excited to welcome him. The day before, actually, he's going to be coming into our school and talking to our students as well as our middle school students. So we're hoping that sparks the fire within them to bring their families out for the next night.
You hope the kids go home and say, Mom and Dad, you gotta come hear this. You gotta be a part of this.
Yes, absolutely. That is our hope. And you know, free food, nobody can turn that down.
You're so right about that. So, Heather, how is this affecting what you do in school? Classwork, schedule, how does it affect the everyday school life?
Oh gosh, everybody's different because everybody's needs and they're impacted differently based on their mental health needs. What I think I've seen probably growing are avoidance strategies. And so when we start to feel overwhelmed, it's easier to avoid than learn how to cope and push through. And so we want to make sure that we are giving people resources so that they can develop these strategies because they're going to need them for the rest of their life. I mean, I tell students all the time, I wish I could tell you that my life is perfect and I never have any problems. That's not real life. I have struggles just like everybody else does. But I'm finding the resources to help me push through those struggles so then that way I can be the best person I can be. So avoidance strategies, I think, have really grown. Anxiety has grown exponentially, and that presents itself in so many different ways. It can present itself from the extreme of what comes across as apathetic and lazy to the perfectionist, and I have to do everything right, and if it's not right, then... So really, it's so individually based that that's why we need to know where the resources are so we can make sure we get people the support they need.
Okay. Sarah, I want to come back to you. You mentioned a list of some of the vendors, and you know, I think I'm pretty well informed about the community, but when you start listing off some of those, I'm going, I've never heard of those.
Yeah, and that's, you know, kind of the point of our resource fair. We have been on a whole committee of people here in Cass County, and they've all been excellent resources. I've learned so much. This is my first year as a school counselor here, and I didn't even know some of these resources were available. And so that's what we're hoping to pass along to community members, just to let them know we have those resources right here close to us. Of course, some are coming from Des Moines or Council Bluffs or the Omaha area, but a majority of them are really close to home here in Atlantic.
Well, that's good to know that we don't have to drive somewhere far away to get these. And perhaps there's even some through our media sources and those kinds of things. So, Alyssa, I want to come back to you for a little bit because we need to kind of review where, when, about the meal, the vendor, kind of give us the time, the date and the time schedule.
Yeah, so again, we're going to first have the our main speaker, Joe Beckman, come to the students on March 17th, but the mental health night is going to be March 18th from 5 to 7:45. There are going to be door prizes, $500 in gift cards, free foods, free childcare, and we're going to have those topics of just having the resources and human connection, anxiety, healthy relationships, mental health.
And before we finish up with that final schedule there, as I understand, we don't have to register if we just want to come and participate. Is that correct?
That is correct. If you feel like you want to come and we can get some registering for some childcare, that would be helpful. And I think you can contact Sarah for that. So we can kind of see numbers-wise we have enough food for our kiddos and families.
And to have somebody giving that childcare. So call the high school. Just if you don't remember Sarah's name, just say, I want to talk to somebody about childcare for the 18th. Okay, 5 to 7:45. Can you kind of run down the schedule there? If we want to come at 5, what are we going to be doing?
So I think from 5 to 5:30 is going to be the booths and being able to kind of mingle and socialize, walk around, see those different booths. From 5:30 to about 6:30 is going to be short speakers. We're going to kind of have 4 short speakers in the corners of our gym. And then from 6:30 to 7:30 is going to be our main speaker, Joe Beckman, talking about human connections and mental health awareness. And then after that, we're going to do some door prizes from 7:30 to 7:45.
Okay, sounds like a great, great evening. And I, Heather, want to come back to you with just a closing statement. Why should kids, parents, and everybody else be interested and come?
Because we want to have our community thrive, and the best way for it to thrive is to have healthy members of our community. And these are the resources for them.
Okay, so thank you very much to Heather McKay, who is the principal, Atlantic High School Middle School, to Sarah Elm, who is a school counselor, and to Alyssa Dobbin-Spike, who is also a school counselor. And until next time, here's a thought. Who you are today is not who you have to be tomorrow.